Special meeting of the San Benito Board to order, and we will start with protocol from Ms. Schultz.
Sorry. Welcome to the meeting of the San Benito Union High School District Board of Trustees. If you wish to speak regarding an item on the agenda, please complete a speaker slip located at the sign-in desk and present it to the secretary to the board prior to the start of the meeting. When the board president invites you to the podium, please state your name before making your presentation. In the interest of time and order, presentations from the public are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. The total time for agenda items shall not exceed 20 minutes. And individual speakers allotted time may not be increased by a donation of time from others in attendance. In accordance with the Brown Act, unless placed on the published agenda, no action shall be taken by the board on non-agenda items. However, the board may acknowledge receipt of the information, refer the matter to staff for further study, or refer the matter to a future agenda. In compliance with Government Code Section 54957.5, agenda-related documents that have been distributed to the board less than 72 hours prior to the board meeting have been available for review on the district website or at the district office. As a courtesy to all meeting attendees, please set cell phones and electronic devices to silent mode and engage in conversations outside the meeting room. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Schultz. Next, before we move on, and we are going to move directly to item 4, having our closed session at the end of the meeting, I would like to request that the minutes reflect Government Code Section, which is item number A here, 2A, to be 54956.9D2 for closed session items 2A and 5A.
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, now moving on to our public hearing. Am I gaveling right now or am I waiting?
Gaveling in.
All right, great. I will now open the public hearing, and we will be convening a public hearing to receive public testimony concerning proposed trustee voting area plans associated with the district's transition to a bi-trustee area election system. Under California Elections Code Section 10010, the board must hold at least 2 public hearings prior to holding a public hearing to adopt a final trustee voting area plan. And I believe now we will Okay, as part of this, I'll just read the script, it's easier. As part of this public hearing, members of the public may submit comments on the establishment of voting area boundaries for the new trustee voting areas that will be established as part of the district's transition from an at-large election system to a bi-trustee area election system. Speakers will be given 2 minutes to make comments on this. Okay, sorry, 3 minutes to make comments on this matter and this matter only. We have received cards from one person who wishes to address the subject during the public hearing.
But first, we'll have our presentation from Mr. Salt and Mr.
Perfect.
Levitt.
Thank you.
Good evening, Superintendent Dale and board members. I'm Jonathan Salt from Fagan Improvement Bullfrost. You're probably getting used to seeing me multiple times a week at this point. This is Justin Levitt, who's Vice President of National Demographics Corporation. They're the demographics firm that's helping the district with this transition. I know that Justin has a lot of experience, including working in Encinitas recently as well.
So what we're here to look at tonight is switching the method in which school board members are elected to the board from an at-large system in which candidates can reside anywhere within the district and all voters can vote on a board from no matter where they live within the district, to a bi-district or bi-trustee area system, the third one on the bottom, in which a candidate must reside in the area that he or she wishes to represent, and only the voters in that area select that candidate to represent them. Now, it doesn't affect attendance areas, doesn't affect the board's fiduciary responsibility to the district as a whole, This is only for the purposes of electing members. And the reason we're looking at doing this here is because the California Voting Rights Act, because of the law called the California Voting Rights Act. This was signed into law by Governor Gray Davis in 2002, and it makes it much easier for an attorney to come in and show that a district, a jurisdiction, has violated, or at least they can challenge, make it more easy to challenge that the district has violated has violated voting rights law. As a result of the California Voting Rights Act, over 160 school districts at this point have switched to trustee area elections. You know, we've now seen 75 cities make the switch, including Oceanside and Carlsbad, Vista, San Marcos, and Escondido, just here in North County, as well as other districts, including water districts, hospital districts, and other specialist districts, as well as forcing the community college boards to redraw or update their lines more frequently. MiraCosta, for example, had not updated their lines since the 1970s, and under this law they were forced to relook at those boundaries and make substantial changes. The reason we're looking at this is because when these lawsuits have gone to trial, up to now, every jurisdiction that has fought the law has lost, and it's cost millions of dollars. You see the settlements in places like Palmdale, Modesto, Anaheim, over $1 million ended up going. And this does not include what the districts or cities themselves spent on their own defense, but only in terms of the settlement at the end of the trial. Now, looking at the timeline for tonight, we're sort of in the middle of stage three. We've held two public hearings to take testimony before the preparation of draft maps. The three draft options were released November 6th, and this is the third of four scheduled, or at least five scheduled, public hearings to take testimony and feedback on the draft maps. And what we're hoping to get here tonight in particular is any requests for looking at changes or additional maps that we could be drawing. We're not asking you to eliminate any concepts tonight, but really kind of what do you need to see to be able to make a decision as we approach December and we're looking at doing this. The reason we have to do it by December is because state law gives a district 90 days to make this decision under Assembly Bill 350 passed last year. School districts have an added step because they have to take this to the county committee after they approve the plan in order for the county committee to approve it. And so that will be scheduled after the district makes a selection and adopts the plan. After that, the new districts will take effect for the 2018 election, be used in the 2018 and 2020 election. In 2020, we take a new census. And as a result of that new census, we will look at, in 2021, the population of your different district trustee areas, see whether or not they still meet the federal criteria that we'll talk about next, and we'll maybe update them if needed. Now, thinking about those criteria, the ones we use in preparation of the draft maps, the left-hand column gives you the federal laws, the things that we must do in order to comply with federal voting rights and the Supreme Court rulings on redistricting. The number one criteria is equal population. Districts have to be substantively equal in terms of total population. This doesn't mean perfectly equal. You have to stay sort of within 10% size difference between the largest and smallest to be presumptively constitutional. There are reasons why we might choose to deviate some, especially if we know, for example, that some areas have grown substantially since 2010, while other areas perhaps have not grown as much. In addition, race and ethnicity cannot be the predominant factor, but they must be one of many factors that we consider as part of this process. So we've looked, for example, at the Asian American population in the Carmel Valley and kept that neighborhood together, even though it's not a majority area, to avoid dilution of that Asian population in Carmel Valley. In addition, on the right-hand side, we look at traditional redistricting criteria. These are things that you as members of the community, as a board, get to balance between these different plans. For example, in communities of interest, we often think about things like the attendance areas for the middle schools or high schools, the communities that make up your area. Sometimes boards would like to keep those areas together as much as possible. Other times boards look at dividing up neighborhoods in order to make sure that they have two representatives that come from or that represent pieces of those areas. We do have to use whole census blocks, which can be a challenge, especially in newer areas along canyons where we might have very large populations. And finally, looking at the fact that the voters of this district have elected a board is the last criteria. That redistricting or drawing districts for the first time should not be used as a way of intentionally targeting a particular member. So one of the things we considered first was the feeder districts, the elementary school districts that that make up Miracosta or make up San Diego Union High School District. We also looked at the attendance areas for the middle schools as well as for the high schools. We also looked at the cities and communities, unincorporated areas like Rancho Santa Fe, that make up your your district. And someone was asking me, why are there so many lines on the three maps? Because we're trying to put all of those different boundaries on there. And actually, if you go online to our online draft viewer, you can turn on and off those boundaries separately, so you can really see each one individually. So we started with three draft maps here tonight to look at. The green map makes sure that at least two middle school attendance areas are in each trustee area, and that at least two trustees cover each middle school attendance area. Same with the elementary school attendance areas. At least two trustees cover each of the feeder elementary school districts. To the extent possible in the green map, we've used major roads, and like the freeways, El Camino Real, trying to follow those major roads as much as possible in trying to create these areas. We created, for example, a coastal district that keeps the areas between Cardiff and Del Mar together west of Interstate 5. And this one, as you see on the bottom, we also have which areas would be up in which year. So in this map, areas 1, 3, and 5 would elect in 2018. 2 and 4 would elect in 2020. Go to the next one. The orange map tries to follow, as the extent possible, city boundaries, trying to keep all of Carlsbad area together, for example, in Trustee Area 2. Putting all of Solana Beach in 3, all of the Rancho Santa Fe sets its designated place area in 3 as well, and the city of Del Mar and Del Mar Heights in 5. Unfortunately, like for example, the city of San Diego portion is too large, and so what we've done in this map is evenly divided to the extent possible that city of San Diego portion between two areas. So areas 4 and 5 split the San Diego, city of San Diego population, and each have about half of the city of San Diego population in the south. In the purple map, sort of the opposite of the green map, in the purple map, we followed the attendance area boundaries as much as feasible. So, for example, between areas 4 and 5 in the south, we really closely followed the elementary school attendance areas between the Del Mar and Solana Beach elementary areas. Even though, for example, those boundaries were drawn way before there was a neighborhood or community in that area. We know this has come up many times in other jurisdictions. I remember the city of San Diego, where the boundary between Poway Unified and San Diego Unified cuts right through Scripps Ranch. And so there was a big concern about keeping that community together, despite the fact that that's where the line went. But this one does follow that elementary school boundary to the extent possible in the south end of the district. And again, all of these maps, we've put the trustee areas, which elections would be up in which year. And again, areas 1, 3, and 5 would be up in 2018, and areas 2 and 4 in 2020.
And that's the case for all of the three
maps?
All
three of the maps. And so we're here tonight to answer any questions, to take any feedback we can, to hear what the public has to say about these maps, and we look forward to answering your questions.
And before we call up the first speaker, I'll just relay to the board a few comments that we received during the committee meetings.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
As best as I can remember, and perhaps Superintendent Dill can fill in the gaps. There was a comment from someone who lives in Cardiff that they really want the Cardiff community to be whole and the elementary school district to be into one area. They feel like sort of a strong allegiance to each other. And also, they don't want to be too far separated from San Diego Academy. There's also still a pull down because people also attend Oval Warren. So it's the case in a couple of the maps, but not all of them. But that's just a comment we heard about Cardiff. For Rancho Santa Fe, we heard that a lot of people in that community maybe send their kids to private schools and may not feel the same allegiance to the district as other parents do. And so in areas where the Rancho Santa Fe stretches all the way down to the coast, that might be problematic for some people in that area because it may pull away from the more coastal folks who may have a higher interest in the district. And finally, in the southern portion, as Justin mentioned, there's a lot of population there, but the people who sort of are in the Pacific Highlands Ranch area were questioning why at some point they were split up in one or two of the maps from Carmel Valley, and we explained it as best we could, but essentially it's population and where the attendance lines were.
Yeah, so they essentially have an interest in Pacific Highlands Ranch has an interest in remaining together as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And they, I think they did not like the north-south split, using the 56 or I think what's now out there, Carmel Valley Road, because you kind of have half of it's to the north of the line and half of it's to the south.
So was that, were they wanting to keep Pacific Highlands Ranch and future growth together? I mean, were they more interested in a east-west split then? Versus the north south,
you know,
because we know Carmel Valley and Pacific Highlands Ranch together are really large. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. just wanting mm-hmm. to know what the public.
Yeah, I think
were.
They were. Well, that didn't come out in the meeting the other night.
Okay.
There's an email that I'll share with you tomorrow as I kind of wrap up everything that we've seen from the CVRA email address, so you can see his comments. I think that he was recognizing that there's been a lot of growth out in PHR mm-hmm. since 2010, mm-hmm. and that you know, we know in 2020. There'll be a new census, and that area will look a lot more populated than it does mm-hmm. now on the census maps.
You know,
I don't know if Justin can comment on that, but I'm sorry.
I don't know if you know, but there's a map over here. Yeah, I can see you kind of curving around to see if you see
yeah.
on the table.
Yes, like one? We have print versions of
okay.
that. Okay. And I just want to respond to that. That's why I brought up the whole census block issue. It's because, you know, I remember going through this with the city of San Diego in 2010. Pacific Highlands Ranch was still in the development stage mm-hmm. at that point. And we could point to where it was, but there's not often, there weren't block lines yet. There weren't any streets in that area we
yeah.
could use
mm-hmm.
to distinguish it. And so there's one census block that goes all the way up to the northern end of the city of San Diego that reaches down into what's now Pacific Highlands Ranch. But, and I think it had maybe 20 people in there because it was unpopulated
right,
beforehand.
Undeveloped, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so these are some of the issues that we deal with because in 2020 we're going to have census blocks in Pacific mm-hmm. Highlands Ranch mm-hmm. that will hopefully draw the boundary between them and the other portions of north of the city of San Diego. The city of San Diego has been very active in making sure that they get their planning areas into the census block lines, but because Pacific Highlands Ranch was still on the drawing board in 2008, 2009, they didn't get it in time for the 2010 census.
Okay.
One of the things that the gal who was from Cardiff talked about was the fact that because many of the people from Cardiff relate to Earl Warren, that was a direction she would like to see us go in. But she also talked about the fact that they are Encinitas mm-hmm. and that she felt that also was an extension of the Cardiff area. So I don't know. I mean, it's not on this map, but I don't know if there's any way of constructing a map that does that sort of thing.
So would you
change,
say, including
Cardiff?
You mean, so yes. You're saying Cardiff including Earl
it would be,
Warren?
It would be
Solana Beach,
Cardiff.
Would start dividing
and,
up
yeah, and I think what she's probably talking about is just coastal. Just my guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, to paraphrase her comments, and Mo, you were there too,
yeah. mm-hmm.
She kind of had this divided mm-hmm. allegiance. So
yeah.
she was representing
mm-hmm.
what she felt
okay.
was a divided allegiance that one,
yeah.
Cardiff, they're so small, they wanted to remain together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They They, in terms of high school, they definitely think north, so mostly San Diego, but also La Costa Canyon. However, she also recognized that while their attendance area is Oak Crest Middle School, many of those families choose to send their children to Earl Warren, so maybe some alignment with Earl Warren also makes some sense. So that I think, was the flavor of her comments.
Okay. Great. Could I get a copy of the paper maps? I was pulling it up on here. That would be great. Thank you. Thanks.
What's the breakdown on that? Do you know the Earl Warren in Cardiff?
On just how many students go down south? You know, I have some data that I might be able to pull tonight and get it in the Friday update tomorrow.
Because I thought it was all Oak Crest because they want to go to SDA together.
You know,
I
just know anecdotally a friend of mine who lives in Cardiff who sent his daughter down to Earl Warren, so I know it happens, but we do have the numbers of kids who move around for middle school.
But he was pretty specific about that.
Yeah.
She wasn't saying a couple of people.
About all I can say is many.
Yeah, right.
But I can look it up tonight.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to say, so, I mean, when I look at these, there are maps. I mean, for example, the purple map, Cardiff's together, but then it didn't have the Oak Crest. I mean, so it's like, was there a suggestion of how we might modify this that would satisfy?
Yeah, she didn't have any specific suggestions.
Okay. She doesn't have kids going to Oak Crest. And I guess the demographer knows because he didn't see this, is that that area is now one area in Encinitas, about a block. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you were there about. Mm-hmm. You're talking about it.
Yeah. So one of the things that, as we look at the map to maybe move on from Cardiff to the Pacific Highlands mm-hmm. Ranch issue, if you look at the orange and purple maps, you'll notice that that everything to the north, so areas 1, 2, and 3, it's the same line on both maps. And so the difference between orange and purple really are areas 4 and 5. So whereas on orange, it's a 4 and 5 or an east-west block. On purple, it's a north-south block. And I think, you know, just to, again, relay the comments that I saw via email, and one person came to the meeting the other night and was reiterating those comments, that if we were to take the north half of purple and the south half of orange and marry them, that could be another viable option that could satisfy at least some of the concerns of Pacific Highlands Ranch. The drawback to that one is that the bottom half of orange has all of Pacific Trails Middle School in one trustee area, and that's the only map option where we don't split up a middle school.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So that would be Pacific Trails would be the only school that has only one trustee.
And then maybe could I ask for you to repeat what the Rancho Santa Fe concern was that we heard?
I think the gentleman just stated that in the Rancho Santa Fe maps where they extend all the way to the coast,
mm-hmm.
because in his view, a lot of people who live in Rancho Santa Fe send their children to private school. They may not want to support a candidate who feels more strongly about the district, or they don't feel as invested in the district as some of the more coastal folks in the same area, versus something that I'm just going to use green because it's generally all together, a little more inland, a little more of a Rancho Santa Fe community that doesn't extend into the coastal areas, and that might be more like thinking people.
Yeah, he wanted to favor communities outside of Rancho Santa Fe, mm-hmm. and also to keep in mind that we don't see Rancho Santa Fe students until ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
and I think he happened to be a Carmel Valley resident, by the way, but with family who lives in Rancho Santa Fe, mm-hmm. so he's kind of saying, I know it from both sides, and that was just his concern, that he felt that some of these options grant a little bit too much influence to an area where not as many students attend our schools, and wouldn't it be better to have better representation among areas where we know they're going to their local school.
The only thing is, we only had three people there.
Yeah.
We act like this is a huge amount.
Yeah. Three people.
Exactly.
Three people.
Well,
yep.
So, have any comments online?
We've had very few, and so probably a, you know, there was one, you know, real substantive one from Rancho Santa Fe.
Oh, what'd that say?
And that was the one that was expressing keeping Pacific Highlands Ranch together as a community of interest and not splitting it along that north-south divide.
You're talking about the orange map?
Really, it's the purple and green maps.
Because the orange does split it.
Yeah, that he, I think, had, while he wasn't calling them out by name, the concept of what purple and green were doing, he took some issue with and expressed an interest in keeping PHR together as much as possible.
So that Rancho Santa Fe is kept?
No. He was different. This was an email comment.
Okay.
So I have just looking at that and hearing some of those. So is it possible to create a map kind of as a hybrid of orange and purple in that? And I know the numbers all have to be figured out, but if we split Carmel Valley, which I hate to do, I'm a Carmel Valley person, but looking at the growth, if we keep Carmel Valley with Del Mar, kind of like it is in orange, and put the other part with Pacific Trails and leaving that a little bit larger, so you kind of have a hybrid of the south with the divide, and then the purple north kind of idea, because the purple north, I was thinking that kept communities together. But Cardiff would then be in the center section. They would be with Earl Warren. It would fulfill that person's...
Yeah, it would keep the purple keeps all of Cardiff together and also would include Solana Beach and then half of, or maybe three quarters of Rancho Santa Fe.
So all of Cardiff, including the inland part that crosses over five, would keep them together.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to really look at that. And obviously when the numbers... or the actual lines would come out.
And we would also put in a little bit of the Olivenhain part of Encinitas as well into that trust area 3 as well. As the superintendent was saying, areas, the line between 3 and 4 and 5 is the same almost in purple and orange. I think there's 100 people in this little portion of the city of San Diego. Here we just follow the road. Which I know is the north end of the fairgrounds. And here it's just these two districts, our trustee areas are divided north, east and west. Here it's north and south. We could certainly take these three trustee areas and these two trustee areas and put them together. That would be population balanced.
Say that again.
If you take the northern areas 1, 2, and 3 on purple, and then areas 4 and 5 on orange, and combine that to make the blue map,
something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just again looking at that, I don't know. Part of it would give more room for growth in Pacific Trails without dividing the community, but of course then we're dividing Carmel Valley. So I don't know.
Just in the bottom.
Yeah, so the top half of purple, the bottom half of orange.
So if you took 4 and 5 in orange and superimposed it onto a purple map, it would work out fairly evenly.
Oh, they are almost the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just giving a different
way of looking
at it related to the...
And the real question that I would ask is, looking at the numbers, the city of San Diego portion, Carmel Valley, Pacific Highlands Ranch, will have to be in two separate seats somehow.
Yes. Yeah.
So what is the best way to divide that area, given that we know it has to be in two separate seats to some degree or another? The same is the issue we have with Cardiff and Encinitas. Encinitas is in the northwestern corner of the district, and without doing weird lines that went in around Carlsbad, then we're going to have issues in the north keeping Cardiff with both Encinitas and Solana Beach.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what are the trade-offs that make the most sense? Is it more of a division of Cardiff or keeping Cardiff whole, even though that would have to be either with Solana Beach or other
I think we.
So if the board gives direction, I'm sure that we have a fourth map that has that switch that we're talking about.
Anybody else interested in that? I'm just trying to.
No,
I am. And I think, considering that Cardiff is a very close-knit community, there are only 7,000 residents in Cardiff, and I would really like to see them kept together. So, together with either Encinitas or Swan Beach.
But I guess when I look at it, it doesn't seem like it's quite possible to keep them together. I just don't know how the campuses...
because then that puts them out of the Oak Crest one. And is San Diego actually on the border of that?
Like right on the border
on the purple map.
It's like it's just north of the border.
Just north of the border.
Like it's on that road.
But it's north.
Okay. Yeah, we had two of the speakers on our participants on Tuesday who. I think we're concerned about where they lived versus where their schools were, or which trustee area they were versus where their schools were. And, tried to explain that the overall school boundary will incorporate schools, but the school might be physically located outside of the trustee area. It really shouldn't make a difference where the school's located.
Right, exactly. I think that's the confusing part.
Those were the two ladies who were both...
Tuesday night.
Yeah, on Tuesday night, yes.
And especially with large attendance areas, with doing inter-school transfers, that's going to be something we went into, where the school site is located may not actually reflect where the population...
And that's certainly true with our high schools, with the amount of movement through high school selection. I think all five of our trustees will be representing students who go to all five of our high schools.
So with that, if there's no more questions from the board, we'll step aside for the public comment, but then we'll remain sort of up here to answer any public questions that exist.
Very good. All right. And I have the Wendy Gum. Public comment.
I think we answered most of my questions. I had a bunch of questions, but they actually answered them. So this was a good process. So, I'm going to ask one of the questions I had, but I'm going to tell you that I think it negated it, but I just wanted to tell you the question that I had. So I was just wondering if there were any other trustee maps rejected before bringing these to the public, but I'm thinking you guys probably went through a whole bunch of iterations and this was probably it, so it's probably kind of a moot point at this point, given the interaction that you guys all had. So, and then I was really interested in the purple map because we have a very strong, we have a very big Asian community in our district, and I didn't really realize how big it was until it got concentrated in that purple map in Trustee Area 5. And so I don't know how important it is to keep it so compact and together, but if there's a way to try to keep that, I think having some diversity in our board and having, people representative of not just a white community in our board could bring a lot of diversity. And so going 1, 2, 3 purple and then 4 and 5 orange, it dilutes it a little bit, but it might not dilute it to the point where I'm assuming at some point in time Ms. Belisandro is going to retire. and so in 2020, maybe Trustee Area 4 could, move to a different demographic. So, I was just saying that let's consider keeping that strong Asian population together so that we could get some diversity in our board because I think we might be surprised the way they look at the curriculum and have impact. So that was it. Thank you.
I will say that was also the Pacific Highlands Ranch comment as well, just some concern with that very same issue. Mm-hmm. But, of course, recognizing that the first and foremost is population balance, and then that becomes one of the secondary considerations, but certainly something that's kept in mind.
And I think that just quickly looking at the citizen voting age population numbers, while it is slightly higher for the Asian community in Area 5, I think it was number 20.
On purple.
Number
purple map, the citizen voting age is 24, that is the percent. Mm-hmm. And in orange map, I think it's 21%. So it's still above the district average. Mm-hmm. It still creates mm-hmm. a higher likelihood that that community can elect a candidate of their mm-hmm. choice or influence the outcome of the election. Mm-hmm. And again, it doesn't mean it has to be of the same race, but as candidate of choice.
And I think that that does follow the when we looked at the overall area before any potential lines were drawn, that was about the concentration of Asian population in that area. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it does, yeah. It's, yeah. it's equal, at, I think it's proportional and representative. Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Salt? Or?
You have a comment?
I was just curious, I know this for a portion of the map, the city that's new has just passed, right. chose their map. And I was just wondering how, while it's only a northern segment of it, if you have any clue of how those lay over. I'm just thinking as a voter, and those candidates and the city council are going to be going up at the same right. time. Mm-hmm. And if there's any, would there be any parity or...
No.
Do you have any idea?
Yeah.
Probably not.
There.
Can't be.
It's, where do you live?
It's pretty north and south, isn't it? The split?
No, it's split into four areas.
Yes, no, I... Yeah.
yeah.
I'll say, what I can say is that in the city of Encinitas map, Carla Cardiff is basically kept together.
Yeah.
And the what would be, for example, area, you know, the northern part, which is actually about four-fifths of the city's population, generally ends up in one trustee area, and the other maps right. are divided between one and two. And that's unavoidable because right. Encinitas is only a fraction of the district
right.
population.
Mm-hmm.
But Cardiff is generally kept together as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at dividing Encinitas into fifths and then our entire district into fifths. So it's
it's tough because we have so many communities right. and cities that feed into ours, and I know some of them will likely go into this process too. But it would be great to make it really... clean cut, but yeah, we've got a lot of different groups to kind of make sure we're keeping together as much as possible in the communities that we know that we're working with. But I think again with the five trustee areas, again, we keep saying this, but this, even though they're elected in each area, they represent the whole school district. So we're going to keep hammering that on because mm-hmm. this is not, mm-hmm. I represent my little corner of our district, so I think that's just reassuring everyone mm-hmm. that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And I just, as a resident, I would just say that the melding of North Orange and South, North Purple and South Orange looks like pretty amenable thing for what you've been hearing. North Purple?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, North Purple, South Orange.
Yeah.
yeah. Whatever that color would be.
So. We couldn't figure that out.
We'll take some more analysis kind of looking at it when you get it out, so we'll have to kind of...
On the purple map, it appears that a portion of Carlsbad is not together with the rest of Carlsbad. Our
Carlsbad.
Yeah, our Carlsbad. South Carlsbad. On the other two maps, it looks like Carlsbad, South Carlsbad.
That little corner, yeah.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Kept together.
Is this the area you're talking about?
Right. So, yeah. It is divided in green. But if that is something we wanted to look at, we could put that into the map, through the revision of the map. We could keep Carlsbad together and probably take more of the city of Encinitas into Area 1. That we could do that in this map.
Can mm-hmm. I make a comment? Is that in that area that you're talking about, mm-hmm. one is ECC and the other area is Acosta Heights. There are two different areas already in the school district. Those two, they're not together anyway, those parents. You know what I mean? Just mm-hmm. two different boundary lines.
But Encinitas has choice of schools, so...
That area mm-hmm. is where the cutoff is for the two schools.
Mm-hmm. But you're looking at it more in terms of just using a city line as an easy one to explain kind
right.
of thing.
Right.
rather than an elementary school boundary.
Right.
Well,
it,
yes. You know, because I don't think we took that into consideration on any of those maps.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So here we follow just the straight elementary boundary in Carlsbad. Mm-hmm. Here we put the whole city of Carlsbad together. Here we have, you know, not just the elementary school, but there is a little portion of Carlsbad here that's separated.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a request as part of this new map, we could put that back into the area too, like it is on the orange and green maps.
Yeah.
And put an area of Encinitas probably right here into area one.
Or even have Cardiff all together.
Yeah, well, on the purple.
Well,
no, because you'd be eating into the light blue area.
What you would do is rotate so that this would go into two.
Mm-hmm.
And the Encinitas portion
would
go in area one.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, we can put that into the map.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe we can take that as alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can certainly do that. We'll call them version one, version two.
Get out your Crayola box and come up with another color.
Right.
Yeah.
Are there any more questions or comments?
Okay. At that point,
I'm going to close the public hearing and close
the open meeting, and you would adjourn us into closed session.
All right, and now I'll adjourn the board into closed session. Thank you.